This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. For the first time in its history, the Colorado Commission on Judicial Discipline is requesting the public censure of a former presiding officer of the state's Supreme Court. The commission claims ex-Supreme Court Chief Justice Nathan Coates broke the rules of judicial conduct by awarding a multi-million-dollar contract to an employee despite allegations of misconduct. The entire state Supreme Court has recused itself from hearing the case, and a selected group of judges from the Court of Appeals will instead review the matter. Uber and Lyft drivers stopped taking rides for a time today outside of Denver International Airport. CPR's Matt Bloom reports.
The group of several hundred drivers says the tech companies raised their take rates recently without telling workers, and drivers are making less than they ever have per ride. Iomi Meadows is a driver in Denver.
I drive part-time now, and I had to get another job, but I still drive because I love to drive.
Colorado gig workers recently testified in favor of a bill that would have required Uber and Lyft to share take rate information with customers and drivers. That effort failed in committee this week. Uber is scheduled to have a shareholder meeting on Monday. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
The names of underage victims will be kept confidential, according to a bill making its way through the state capitol. Currently, the law only protects a child's identity if they're a victim of sex crimes. The bipartisan bill would broaden that to remove juveniles' names from records for all types of crimes. It also includes the removal of the names of minors from any law enforcement and court documents released to the public. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.